Daniel told me to go ahead and introduce the camp video. So guys, if that's is that queued up? They don't even hear me. Is that queued up? I'm getting this. So again, it's our Sunday school class, pastor's class, the white hair class. At least most of us have hair, but had some guests in our class today. We had the young people in our class, and so that was a special play. I was very proud of the adults. They behaved themselves for the most part. Thank you, Erna. And just give me one of these when you're ready back there so I don't make too big a fool of myself. Okay. All right. We're going to watch the video from camp. Nathaniel, did you put that together? Thank you so much. Amen. Young people, you want to go ahead and go up? I wanted to, well, let's stay right where you are for a moment. Early this morning, my son-in-law sent me a couple texts, actually. First, he was wishing me Happy Father's Day. But then he sent me this text, and I thought, well, this is going to be his testimony this evening for you all. And he said, I wanted to thank you again for asking and allowing me to come preach. God used it to give me the opportunity to legitimately live the dream that he has put in me for many years. And as he does so often, reality was even better than the dream. I'm so humbled and grateful for what God allowed me to witness in the lives of those teens. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And for him to say that many sweet things in one paragraph is amen. Well, I'm going to turn the time over now to Brother Daniel and the young people, so you can all go ahead and get in your place up here in the choir loft. There's Daniel. There's two microphones right here.
Me and my wife will go last and finish up.
I didn't.
It doesn't matter. You could just say whatever. Savannah? This is Savannah. Savannah. And introduce yourselves, please. Thank you, stop.
My name is Savannah.
Michelle.
So I want to thank you. I want to thank my brother, because if he wouldn't have brought me here, I wouldn't have got saved. And I want to thank Michelle for putting up with us when we slept in the house. And for the lunch ladies, the food was good. And Brother Daniel, I want to thank him. And yeah.
I'm Ruth Little. I would like to thank Brother Daniel and Miss Michelle, especially Miss Michelle, because she put up with us girls all week in the cabin or house. I'd like to thank the workers, and I would like to thank Pastor and the people who worked there. The games were really fun. The preaching was really good. I got to know the Osborne's daughter really well. I'd just like to say thank you.
As most of you know, I was unable to attend youth camp this year due to a pretty bad stomach virus. Even then, that didn't really stop me from participating where I could. Still did God and me time. Still watched the services online, and I still memorized some verses for my team. As the days passed, and as all of you prayed for me, I could feel myself getting better until finally on Friday morning I was able to attend the morning service and even participate a little in the game. I thank God for a church family who is willing to pray, for a pastor who is willing to pray. I thank God for a youth pastor who is willing to invest his time and energy into showing others the love of Christ. Yes, camp is fun. But that's not what it's really about, is it? It's about drawing closer to God. Life has mountains and life has valleys. It's easy to trust God on top of the mountains. But if life was all mountains, would we be able to grow as Christians? If there were no trials to test our faith, would we be able to show others that faith that can move mountains? Looking back on this last week, I can honestly say that this virus was a valley. And by trusting God to get me through that valley and looking to Him in those times when I got down or depressed, because I couldn't be there, helped my faith to grow. Joseph went through many trials in his life, but he set his heart and mind on the things of God and did not give in to temptation or anger. He wasn't bitter about his circumstances, and because of this, God used him to save the entire world. Brother Osborne said that the worst thing that we could do as a child of God is nothing. If God didn't have a purpose for us, we wouldn't be here. He would have taken us home the minute we accepted Him. But He didn't, did He? He left us here for a reason, and we must be ready and sensitive to His call. And though I may not know what God has for me in the future, I know that I will have the faith to stand up and say, "Yes, Lord."
Hello, my name is Evie. I'd like to thank everyone who put camp together this year. You guys made it so much fun for us. Thank you to everyone who prayed for all of us youth campers and all everyone who put the food together. It was delicious. The games were so much fun. Thank you to all the refs and Nathaniel for taking all the pictures. And I can't wait for next year.
I had so much fun this year at camp, and the preaching was amazing, and I learned a lot. I want to thank everyone who helped put camp together, too, and I can't wait for next year.
My name is Brianna, and I'm thankful for getting saved, and I'm thankful for the food, and I had a lot of fun.
So first, I want to say thank you to Miss Michelle and Brother Daniel for hosting camp, and thank you for everybody that volunteered. Thank you for taking time out of your week to come help out. And something that camp made me realize was that I wasn't following God's will. I was just kind of doing my own thing. So something I'm going to work on is following God's will.
My name's Alyssa, and I want to thank everybody that helped out at camp. And I want to thank God that I got saved, and the food was really good, and I'm excited for next year.
I gave my stuff to God.
Amen. That's good.
And that's all I have to say.
My name is Isaac, and I just want to thank everybody that helped out to cook for us, to help. I want to thank Miss Michelle and Brother Earl's wife. I don't really know her name. But I want to thank them for watching over the girls. I want to thank Brother Daniel and Brother Earl for watching over us in the youth room. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that helped out at camp this year.
My name's Braden. This is my first year at camp. 11 people got saved. Paintball was my favorite activity, and I would like to thank everybody that helped out with camp.
My name is Connor. I'm thankful for everybody who took their time out to host and let everybody have fun this week.
My name's Cameron. It was my first youth camp, and it was just nice to just go and read my Bible more than I would usually. And I just thank all the youth camp, the captains, for tolerating all of us, even no matter how stupid we did things. I do admit that.
My name is Dylan Ellis. This is my sixth year of camp. So first off, I had a great time this year. The preaching was great. Brother Joel was amazing. The games were super fun, especially paintball. And I also got to know everybody a whole lot better, especially ones I didn't know, like Abram, T-Ray's friends, Shikari, and plus 11 people got saved, which most of them were my friends, which is great. And I hope to have a great time next year with this amazing group of people and friends.
I had an amazing time at camp. I'm very thankful I got to go, and I actually got saved Friday night, so I'm very thankful for that. I thought I got saved when I was 8 years old, but I was never living for the Lord, and I doubted my salvation a lot. But I never told my parents about any of that because, honestly, I was scared and embarrassed of what they'd think. And that's something I struggled with because I always cared what people thought of me and not what the Lord thought of me.
So, yeah, I'd just like to thank our church family for helping out with camp and making an amazing experience.
I'm Tire. So camp was fun, the preaching, the food. And before camp, I invited 4 friends, and 11 people got saved, including us. One of my favorite activities was paintball, and I had a lot of fun at paintball. And this was one of the best camps I had so far, and I wanted to thank all the people who helped with the camp.
Good evening. My name is Daniel. I feel like Nikki and Natalie and them should go. It's not fair. They're part of the youth, too. No. But I want to thank the youth. I definitely got so much closer to them. I get to pick on every single one, including the girls. Paintball was my favorite activity. Chris, that Marine training really paid off. I was shooting him. He was running like full speed towards me, and I shot him like 20 times. And then I realized he was too close and he wasn't budging. So I had to take off running, and then sure enough, other people were over there. They shot me twice. And I was going to run back the other way towards Chris, but Chris had a whole gun waiting for me. So I was like, I'm out. But other than that, everything was all good till the end when my brother took his shoes off. I think that's what's the way ended COVID. But I want to thank everyone for helping out. I want to thank my dad for being a good role model and a great father. Happy Father's Day. I love you. I had a great time at camp. I want to thank Pastor for letting us have camp here at NBC, and thank Brother Joel. I had a good time with him and his kids. Also, thank Brother Earl, and most of all, thank God for letting us lead 11 souls to him and getting saved, and for them getting saved. He has shown me that he can use anyone. For example, T-Ray, he went out his way to invite 6 people to camp, and they all got saved, including him. I feel like God done a great work in my heart by using him as an example. The end.
Hi, how's everybody doing? I'm recovering. It's been a long week. This is our 2nd year doing this here, and last year and this year, an amazing camp. God was really working. He worked last year, and he worked double time this year. We have a great group of kids here, and we have one sitting out there that still didn't come up here and say her testimony. If I could ask, if you were a kitchen worker, if you served in the serving line, if you cleaned, if you helped in activities, could you please stand? Thank you. I know we have people that were praying and people that were not here that actually did participate as well. From the video, from preaching, Pastor Joel and Miss Rachel. We'll get to Miss Rachel in a minute. This week is a really special week because God has really worked in my family, my extended family, which is, I guess you could say, my parents and all them. My nephew came, and he didn't get to come by this close because of school. But because he was able to be here, he was saved. My whole family's Catholic. They want nothing to do with Christianity. They're just so close-minded to it. But I'm thankful that he was able to be here. He's not able to be here tonight because we had to take him home. But I want to thank everybody who prayed, who had a hand in it. The littles, Pastor, Ms. Marsha, the kitchen workers, the videographers, the streamers, Brother Mark, Brother John, Ms. Sarah, the Evans are not here. Brother Hudson, I know you had a full week, but I know y'all were still praying for everybody. I would say all of these games that we did this week, I really enjoyed them. And we just had like 3 hours of fun of doing those games again in the gym. Paintball. Who's paintballing here? It hurts. It really, really, really hurts. I'm going to show you something. I hope you don't get grossed out. I'm going to tell you who did it in just a minute. Y'all see that? It wasn't like that. It's not Ebola. You live with me. It's just gradually going down. This is what paintball does to you, but it's worth it because we get to play as a team. But all aside, I'm thankful for my husband. I'm thankful that he has great leadership and our youth group is bonded more and more together. Another visitor that we have that's not here, and I want to point her out because it's special to our heart. Miss Provy has been speaking to her mom on Wednesday nights, in case you haven't noticed, those who were there. Her mom is Spanish only, but her daughter's in our class. And she has been struggling. And she also got saved this week. She's only been here about 2 months. Mia. Her name is Mia. But I'm thankful for everybody. I'm thankful for God. And I love you, church family. Thank you for all that you do. We really appreciate it. And I ask these kids to tell you all thank you to each and every one of you. Everybody, thank you for all that you do for this year's camp. It's very special. Connor, when you're back in town, you come back to the youth. You come visit us. I told your mom. Okay? Thank you.
Kaylee, whatever's on your heart.
Well, I'm kind of the oddball when it comes to the games, especially dodgeball. Because during the rest of the rounds, I was basically hiding in a corner. And basically, nobody noticed. One of my favorite parts is, and oh, my favorite game was Hungry Hungry Hippo, and it was my turn. I was like, wee! And the best part was that my mom videotaped everything. Yeah, and I saw my little sister about a few times, and even though I love my little sister, she is very, very annoying. And I love her.
Well, I guess Pastor might have some time to preach here if we hurry up. But I just want to, I'm just so thankful for our youth, you know, and just the example that they set for others that come to this church. And I mean, even Mia. When Mia first started coming to this church, she noticed that our youth was different from other kids that she hung around with out there, and that are not saved, that do not go to church, and the language and everything was different, and the love that our youth shows for one another. And I'm just so thankful for that. I'm thankful for the example that they set. Not only that, when we have newcomers, our youth is always, you know, right on it. They're on them. They become friends really quick. I mean, they're just a great example of what a Christian should be. But I'm so thankful for all of those also that my wife mentioned, all of those that had part in this. You know, this is our second year doing youth camp here. And at first, I wasn't sure if it was really the right thing for us, but I'm not going to say anything bad about Southland, because Southland is a great campus. They do great things there, and they're doing amazing things. But I feel like it's our responsibility as a church to take care of our youth. I think it's something that we should do as a local church. It should be part of our ministry, and we get to teach our youth what we want to teach our youth, what the Word of God says. And I think that's important. One of the things that I've been working on with our youth is preaching Jesus Christ. We do live in a time, I believe, that a lot of people profess to be saved and they profess to know Jesus Christ. But when you ask them who Jesus Christ is, they deny his deity. And I believe the Bible is very specific on that. We have to know the deity. We have to know that he is the Son of God, God the Son. And I believe that that's very important. And I believe that every Christian should know who Jesus Christ is. The Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so I believe that's our foundation as Christians. Am I saying that we have to know everything at the beginning? I don't think so. But there has to come a time in our life that if we're asked, is Jesus Christ the Son of God? And if we deny that, then we've denied Christ, who he is. We've denied his deity. And so I believe that that's very important. So my message was on Jesus Christ and his deity. And again, I'm so thankful for the opportunity to be a youth pastor at Metropolitan Baptist Church. I take the word of God very seriously. I'm not a perfect Christian. You know, I don't think anyone in here is. But I sleep and wake up, and it's Christ. You know, my life is about Jesus Christ. And like that hymn song said, I have decided to follow Jesus, and there's no turning back for me. I'm going to put that example for our youth. I expect them to be effective in the ministry. I'm teaching them. I want to let you know, church family, what I'm teaching your children. All right? I want to let you know that I'm teaching your children to live for God, to live in such a way that we glorify him with everything we do. I set that example for my children, and I think as a parent and as a Christian, not only a Christian leader at our church, but a Christian leader in my home, that it is important for us to be good examples. And so I expect our youth to do great things for the Lord. I expect God to use our youth. You know, I do. And I'm teaching them that, you know, that the Christian life is a surrendered life. It's a life surrendered to God for his will, for his glory. And that's what I'm teaching your kids. Amen. And I'm teaching them who Jesus Christ is, because I believe that it's important. I believe that it's important for them to know that God is a triune God, that he is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe that that's important. Would you agree? Amen. So I'm teaching your kids these things. I'm teaching your kids the Word of God. We're going through the Word of God, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. I can make up some things and just go through some things, but I don't think that helps our youth. I think they grow better when we go through the Word of God. I think it helps me also to learn the Word of God. But I just want to let you know that these young people can be effective. They can be effective in our church. They can be effective in our communities. They can be effective on the mission field, wherever God has them, whatever God wants for them, but that they be surrendered to God and what he wants. This is they're our future. Amen. You know, they're the future of Christianity. And I believe that we got to fight. You know, we got to fight. We got to fight for what we believe. We got to stand. And that's what we got to do. We got to be lights. And we have to be effective. We have to be effective. And we can be effective because we serve God. And God is mighty. And I believe that. I believe the Word of God. I believe that it's truly the Word of God. I just wanted to share that with you because I think the Lord put that on my heart to let you know what I'm teaching your kids. I believe that you should know. And I believe that God's going to do great things with these kids. Amen. I really do. And I'm not giving up on them. Today was my sleep day. Today was Father's Day. But I chose to spend it here at NBC with our youth. I thought it was important for them to get out here and share their testimony and let you know what God did with them. So thank you, church family, for listening. Thank you for your time. And thank you for all of your hard work. May God continue to bless us all and use us for his glory and for his honor. Amen. Amen.
I've seen testimony after camp go to 7:30 before, but they were. Oh, you all can stay up there. Doesn't necessarily mean we're through with you. Sometimes I get a little nervous with that many young people standing behind me. But at any rate, I just wanted to share a couple things before we say amen. And again, I was able to come. be pretty much an observer, be involved as much as I wanted to be or as little as I wanted to be. And of course I wanted to be, but as in that role, I could watch a lot. I could watch everything. And I was watching. And I could watch what was going on with these young people. And you know how it is, anybody. Marcia and I had the privilege of managing a youth camp for 10 years. Our daughter was here. You didn't say what Rachel did to you. The mark on our daughter did that to her. And then she laughed. And you didn't have to see Rachel to know where that she was present when she laughs, right? But anyway, to watch the things that go on. I understood the things to watch for because we did it for so many years. Tuesday afternoon, 4 o'clock. Now again, how many are here tonight? About 16, 17? So there's another 14 or so, 15 that aren't here tonight that were here during the week. But a lot of the kids come in, and some of the ones that are new to the youth group, first year, and they're the quote-unquote newbies. And you kind of see them sitting back and holding back a little bit. And then, Tuesday evening afterwards, the counselors are kind of pushing them to get involved. And Wednesday, maybe they're starting to kind of stick their toe in the water a little bit. And then, then by Wednesday or Thursday, it's just like one big group. And they're all doing their thing. And you see, even the countenances that changed during the week. Some of those young people that came in, and again, maybe the first time they'd ever been to camp, maybe the first time they'd ever been in a situation like that, hearing the gospel and hearing the things of God and about salvation, and so it was, as a dear friend of mine would say, his name's Dr. Bill Finnegan, a lot of times it's a process of osmosis, where things have to soak in, and again, as Daniel shared about that difference amongst the kids in this youth group that are part of this church. I watched those kids sitting at the dinner table. Now, my grandson, now he's the last of them. I'm looking up at all my grandsons now. But he took after his daddy and loves to play basketball. And he was anxious and looking forward to come to camp. But there's also that other side of anxiousness about meeting guys and that. He was here 5 minutes. They were shooting hoops, and that was the end of it. But, getting involved with each other. The testimonies. I know Brother Earl and Sister Cindy would love to be here this evening. They're on their. They're probably in Tennessee by now. He had to make a work trip today for a few days. So please pray for them. They're probably watching this online at this point. But I know Daniel would amen this and have much more to share and add. They were a tremendous addition to our camp this year. Brother Earl. He's he's got that sweet North Carolina spirit about him, and he's pretty laid back. But still waters run deep. And there's a lot more to Earl and Cindy than you might realize. And they were a tremendous. I'd get texts during the night. I wouldn't see them until morning, but. He'd be giving me an update. Three more boys saved. And again, every night, a report like that. And so as we watch those young people over the week, we begin to see a difference, a melding from a bunch of kids into a youth group. A youth group. And so I'm so thankful for what God did this week. And of course, there's sometimes that God does something. I mean, God, we know God is always working, right? God is always doing things. But there's sometimes where something phenomenal takes place. And for I don't know how what the total was, around 32. And 11 of them are saved? A third of the young people in camp were saved? I mean, we ran camps for 10 years. I don't remember. I mean, we were always blown away when young people get saved, when anybody gets saved. But for a third of those young people to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ this week, to know that their eternal destinies have been changed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And again, the thanks goes out to our church, church family. All of you that were there this week and helping out, the spirit that was in, even in the kitchen. Sometimes, you know, there's food flying, the eggs are flopping in the skillet and the bacon. I mean, I think it was when the bacon started cooking, the crowd started coming. And what's not better with bacon, right? But the spirit in the kitchen, the group there, and Miss Sarah put a lot of that together before they left for vacation. And then the ladies just carried it on, and I'm so thankful to them. Brother Randy Frady was there in the kitchen for most of the week, helping out as well as he did last year. It just, again, where does this end? We just want to thank everyone. And, you know, Daniel, when he came to me last year, and he said, Pastor, could we do camp here because Southland had to suspend their camp season? And I didn't say anything. I just looked at him. And then finally I said, Daniel, do you realize what you're asking? Do you realize what you're going to be getting into? And he says, I know, Pastor, but I really would like to do this. I says, then do it. Let's do it. And then he came to me this year. I figured, wait, we'll be going back to Southland or someplace this summer. And he says, can we do it here again this year? And again, I said, you didn't learn anything last year? No, I'm kidding there. And so I said, okay, we'll do it. We'll do it. Can we? Then he says, can we add another day? Are you sorry about that? No. Okay. Well, again, there's something special. You know, we're grateful for ministries like Southland, as Daniel expressed. Grateful for those ministries. But there's something special about what happened here this last week. Where we as a church gave our young people a great time. You know, as I was looking around, you know, I didn't see any zip lines. At least I didn't see one. If maybe one was coming off the gable of the building, I missed it. But I didn't see a swimming pool. I didn't see, you know, a lot of those things. The average, and the brochures for a lot of the youth camps. But I didn't see anybody walking around saying, I'm not having any fun. They had a great time. I guess one of the reasons I know that is because they didn't want to go to sleep at night. Much to the chagrin of Daniel and Earl and Michelle and Cindy. But as those counselors would confess, when God moves in at 2 o'clock in the morning and stirs in the heart of a young person, you don't mind missing sleep for that. You don't mind missing sleep to see somebody saved. Saved. Well, I did want to ask Brother Hudson. You know, we had 11 saved here out of 30 some, but Brother Hudson and Miss Susie were at Camp Masterson this week up in the Panhandle. It's outside of, I don't know how far it is from Borger, but it's up in that part of the Texas. Would you like to stand or come up and share with the church what God did there? I'll move this up a little bit.
Now, we went to Masterson, Texas, which is halfway between Dumas and Amarillo. If you go to Colorado, you've got to go through Masterson. And it's a miraculous place. Brother Jimmy Gilmore is the pastor of Riverview Baptist Church in Borger, Texas. He had a burden about a camp for youth just like this. And there was an oil field neighborhood that had been shut down because of lawsuits. The oil companies got out of the housing business in the 60s or so. But the Bivens Cattle Company had a contract that said if they shut down their housing for the people, all that neighborhood went back to the Bivens people. And they had a school with a gym and a cafeteria and some other things, playgrounds and what have you. They were asking $500,000 for. Brother Jimmy called and asked if he could look at it. And he told me that he said, Brother Wayne, it's an hour from Borger to that place. And he said, my wife chewed on me for a solid hour. She said, you know we can't afford it. We're wasting our time to go there. You know that, we could be doing other things. Mrs. Bivens was there. And she showed them around. He said when they got there, she had her work clothes on. And she had a big bunch of keys, and she kept throwing them in there and catching them. Showed them everything. Showed them the gym. Showed them the cafeteria. Showed them the classrooms and all around the grounds. And as they got ready to leave, she said, Reverend Gilmore, could I ask you, why did you want to look at this place anyway? You'd have to know Jimmy Gilmore. He has a heart for souls. He's a Daniel. And he said, Miss Bivens, 30 miles over there in Amarillo are little boys and girls that have never heard the name of Jesus. They don't know anything about the gospel. And he said, I just want a place we can bring them to and give them the gospel, tell them about Jesus, see them get saved so they can go to heaven. He said, Brother Wayne, by the time I got through saying all that, I was crying. And Miss Bivens was crying. And she said, while she's crying, she said, well, I don't know why I can't give you these right now. And she handed him $500,000 set of keys. And that thing's been going now for 40 years. I don't have any idea how many hundreds of kids have got saved out there. But the church runs it as a ministry. They have one of their pastors they call the camp pastor. He oversees the maintenance they've built. Now they own 70 acres out there, and they've got buildings that they've built out there, and he lives out there full time. The second man's moving out there. A retired pastor's going to move out there this right away from up in Amarillo. We had 214 people there. This our camp is one of three or four, depends on the churches. But they've already had one camp preceding us. They'll have one that starts tomorrow. And we had 214 there last week, and we had 24 saved. They had a 30% salvation in their camp. We had 10%. We were awfully excited about it. The Lord really blessed. It was a wonderful camp, not just the salvations, but I teach an adult class with 100 people in it, roughly 100 people. And I get to give them 3 hours during the week. And it's amazing what happens to those adults who attend a youth camp. It's amazing the difference in attitudes. came down to Wednesday night, and I was preaching Wednesday night. I had a message I'd prepared I don't know how long ago. Couldn't sleep Tuesday night. I couldn't sleep and wrestled with that message. Finally, about 2 hours before church time that night, I switched a gear and just turned. One of the preachers said, "Brother Wayne, I thought you were going to blow up. I had such a burden for those kids." But can you believe it? Y'all can believe it. You just saw it. If you give them truth and if you give it straight, folks still get saved. God still, I mean, it's God or it's nothing. It's just a sham. And I thank the Lord for what's happened here. And I know He's going to do it again.
Amen. Well, we praise the Lord. Between those two camps, camps going on all summer across the country, church camps, youth camps, and we're thankful for the 35 that were added between our camp and that and Camp Masterson this week. But we're just excited for that. So anyway, praise the Lord. It's good. Let's stand together. Daniel, would you come and pray?
Let's pray. Lord God, as we come to you again tonight, Lord, we thank you for the souls that have been saved. Lord, not only in our camp, but at the camp that Brother Wayne was at, Lord. And Lord, you're just such a gracious God, a wonderful God. And Lord, I just pray that we can settle in our hearts right now that you are a God of miracles, a God that can do amazing things. And Lord, no matter what our eyes can see, Lord, you can do the impossible. Lord, let us settle that in our hearts, Lord, as we leave today and know that we're expecting great things from you. I know, Lord, that sometimes things can seem so discouraging at times in our communities and in the way things are going. But Lord, I heard someone say that all it takes is one man. And so, Lord, that I pray that you use everyone in this room here today, Lord. Use us for your glory. Use us, Lord, to be lights in our communities, in our homes, in our churches. And Lord, that we can make an impact in this community, in this world. And I thank you, Father, for your precious Son, Jesus Christ. And it is in his precious name that I pray. Amen.